Self-worth arrives when we allow ourselves permission to love and be loved. Introduction, from my heart to yours. To all my beautiful soul sisters, this book is a vehicle for you. Yes, these are words on a page or my voice vibrating in your ears. But here, I will share stories, authentic experiences, and awakened thoughts that are merely windows to see within yourself. This book is all about you opening up and seeing what you have been hiding from, all of the feelings, thoughts, and emotions trapped inside. I ask, if something does not resonate or settle with you, let it go. Exhale and move on, my lovely. On the other hand, if something jumps out at you, grab on, inhale, and go for the ride. This book aims to help you see something within, something you may not have been aware of until now. Glimmers of self-reflection may surface during reading, listening, pausing, or hopefully when you shut it off and turn within. Perhaps when you put down this book, you can allow your awakening to unfold on its own timing. Inside this sacred space I hold for you, I share how cultivating a positive relationship with myself guides me towards waking up to my life. Within these pages, you will notice a memory at the beginning of each chapter and some sprinkled inside too. I want to emphasize that these stories are from my perspective. As people, we all have different perspectives on life. Here is my truth, the raw beauty along with the untold ugliness that scares me to share. Yet, I know the most vulnerable parts of myself are the very things that will connect me to you. Grab a pencil, pen, or highlighter, your favorite cup of tea or coffee, and perhaps some tissues. It's time to get real with my truth in hopes this will inspire you to do the same with yours. I want you to underline, highlight, and dog-ear the pages. Use bookmarks or sticky notes. This book is your new home. Inside these pages, get cozy. Love this book, my soul sister, because this book loves you. Open up to the discomfort of doing work on yourself. Let go of the idea of keeping a book in perfect mint condition. This book is here to grow with you and on you, and mostly, my lovely, for you to come back to time and again. With so much love, I am beyond words to share the magical pages inside with you. I could cry tears of joy, and all of the mixed emoji faces from happy to angry and painful and sad, and all of the others in between. At the end of this book, you will find a template of a built-in self-care journal. I created this to be used in your personal journal for 21 days or practices of self-care to help you grow and create new healthy habits to help you wake up to your life. Invest in you time. Make yourself a priority. The self-care practices are here to guide you to awakening something inside of you. Yes, doing each of these practices is beneficial in the moment. Yet, when we can do them repetitively and make them daily practices, self-care, my darling, becomes a part of who we are. My intention for you is to do this in either a 21-day or 21-practice format. There's no right or wrong. Find what resonates with you. Each self-care practice will take no longer than 11 minutes. And if you miss a day, just pick up where you left off. Don't sweat it. This is here to represent how the power of making new habits can take 21 days. And